Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
A verdict, y'all, has been passed down in the Derek Chauvin trial versus George Floyd, and the world is awaiting to see exactly what will be said. We're all waiting on the outcome, right, Dre? So, I'm nervous, man, because
I want to have faith.
Go ahead.
I just want to have faith that they're going to do the right thing, because this was video. It was before, after video camera. It should be a slam dunk that he go to jail.
It should be. It really should be, because we all know if it were anyone else, especially if the tables were turned, meaning, man,
come on. It wouldn't have been no trial. Let's just say that. It wouldn't have been no trial if the shoes was on the reverse feet.
I'll say that. There wouldn't have been a trial.
Maybe he wouldn't have made it.
Well, until they go, we're going to continue as planned. Welcome, everybody. Hey, Kale's Corner. It's Tuesday.
Yes, welcome.
You know, 420 Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, let that sink in for a minute.
Okay,
I hope everyone had, you know, I hope everyone had a great weekend. Therese, how was your weekend?
It was great. Just like you said, it was amazing, actually. No children, no grandchildren. I just enjoyed myself with my husband.
There you go. And you know what? Y'all look so cute the other day. I said, look at her. Look at her. Y'all look so cute the other day. I said, that's what's up, y'all. Ain't nothing like black love, man. Black love is a beautiful. Well, let me take that back. Love, real love,
yes.
Period,
real love.
Is a beautiful thing. Let me take that back. But it was so good to see you guys showing your love in the form of black love. Can I say it like that? Yeah, I'm going to say it like that.
Yeah.
You know, my weekend was good too, Treat, even though we really didn't do anything. Reason I went to the grocery store, you know, we made our grocery run and, you know, did things of that nature. But for real, man, it was about chilling and getting my rest, man. And that was the most beautiful thing. Look, people were calling me for electrical work, Trees, and I was hanging my phone up, not answering it and everything. I was determined to get my rest this weekend. You hear me?
Yeah, I know that's right. Yeah.
Hey, because the past couple of weekends, here we go. Let's hear this out. We're going to hear it live. Let me mute this music. Mm-hmm.
State of Minnesota, County of Hennepin, District Court, 4th Judicial District, State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, Defendant. Verdict, Count 1. Court File Number 27, CR20-12646. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to Count 1, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021, at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror 4-person. Juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 2. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as count 2. Third degree murder perpetrating an MF Dangerous Act, find the defendant guilty.
Oh.
Agreed to the 20th day of April 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury 4-person, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 3. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as count 3. Second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk. Find the defendant guilty. The verdict agreed to this 20th
day. Oh, right now.
At 1:45 p.m. Jury 4-person 019. Members of the jury, I'm now going to ask you individually if these are your true and correct verdicts. Please respond yes or no. Juror number 2, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 9, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 19, are these your true and correct verdicts? Juror number 27, are these your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 44, are these your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 52, are these your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 55, are these your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 79, are these your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 85, are these your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 89, are these your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 91, are these your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 92, are these your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Are these your verdicts will say you want to say you all?
Yes.
Members of the jury, I find that the verdict does reflect the will of the jury and will be filed according. I have to thank you on behalf
wow
of people who stay in Minnesota for the hour of the jury service. Mm-hmm. But have you?
Wow.
I'll definitely back in your usual role and to advise you further. So, all
wow
right.
Wow. Let's, wow. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Excuse me, everyone. Yeah, as you can see, I'm a little emotional here.
Take your time.
And believe it or not, my emotions are not just for George Floyd, not just for Black Lives Matter. I have empathy for Derek Chauvin, okay, because while he was found guilty and it's the verdict we all knew should have been, and finally we've heard it. That's still a life, man. That's still a life.
Mm-hmm.
Another life, another family. You know, I fit the stigma. You know, as an African American, I'm so quick to forgive. I'm so quick to say, what could have been done different? You know, go ahead, Trees. Take over. Trees.
I don't know. I'm wiping my tears. I don't. Shit, I'm all choked up. I want to feel some sadness and sorrow for the Chauvin family, but my heart not letting me do that because for 9 minutes he was begging for his life. And
yeah.
At 9.26 seconds, at any point of those minutes, he could have said, okay, well, that's enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why my heart is heavy for his family, but not so much him, because he made a choice. You know, he made that choice. He made that choice to do that. And if nothing else needs to be said, they shouldn't even have this trial this long, going on this long anyway. But it is what it is. We've been vindicated. Joyce Floyd's been vindicated. So that's good all in itself. So I do kind of believe in the system. You know, it's given me a little bit more faith in a system a little bit. Because we know the system is all the way, got a crooked line all the way through it.
Yeah. For those who are with us who haven't heard, Derek Chauvin has been found guilty on all charges. And second-degree murder carries a 40-year sentence. The third-degree murder carries a 25-year sentence. And the manslaughter, the third charge, carries up to 10 years. Wow. Wow.
The best thing about all the, I mean, you know, well, it's no best thing about none of it, but he, Derek Chauvin, on the other hand, he better hope that they run it consecutively, because if they do it, you know, he got to serve one and then do the second one and do he'll never be able to come home ever.
Right.
So that's one thing he should be, you know, trying to pray to God that they lump them all up and do it as a consecutively term. I mean, you know, sentences.
Well, I think his terms will be concurrent. All of them will be concurrent. Let's take a quick break. We come back, we're going to start the show. We just wanted to hear this verdict. 563-999-3782. We're going to take a quick segment on how you're feeling and what this means, and then we're going to dig into our sports. We'll be right back on Kale's Corner.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. the color.
What a wonderful world. And understand why I played that song. Because for the first time, I'm seeing someone of another color being convicted and treated the same way I would have a man of a different color in the judicial system. So like Tree said, it has given me a little bit of faith. It really has. Come on, 57. How you doing today, brother?
Pretty good, 57.
Man. Pretty
good.
Hey, sis. How you doing?
What's up, Kale? What's up, bro? Hi, man. You know, I just keep thinking about, even though he was found guilty on all three charges, you know, that I just still seeing George Floyd begging for his life every time I watch this on TV, you know, and yeah. I'm happy for the verdict, but I'm still sad because, you know, mm-hmm. we never get to go home. You know, we get stopped for a traffic ticket. You know, things need to change, and I hate that someone had to give their life for us to just ask for change. You know, but I just keep seeing George Floyd's face, you know, on the ground begging for life.
You know what, 57? You know what?
Go ahead, bro.
Take solace in the fact that we know justice, a monicum of justice, have been dealt out due to this situation. Take solace in the fact that we are alive to see some form of what we all have come to realize as justice taking place. We were all there at the Trayvon Martin trial and the outcome and the outcome. We were all there at the, what's my guy? Can we all get along? The Los Angeles driving the Hyundai. Rodney King.
Rodney King.
Yeah. We were all there a part of it. Well, we can finally say that we were all there with the outcome to George Floyd. We're going to go to my man, Lou. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Lou?
Good afternoon to everybody.
Good afternoon, bro.
Hey.
Tell you the truth, I think I'm a little bit lost for words.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Isn't that a first for me, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a first.
Well, it's the first time for everything, guys.
You know.
You're going to give us that, right, now?
I believe that you'll find a way to put it all in the proper perspective, Lou. I have faith in you. And give you a couple hours. I mean, hey, that's cool. I believe that what you just said, Lou, too many times it has been taken for granted. You know,
of course,
people force you to come right out while your feelings are raw. And I don't know about you, but me personally, I always think and contemplate over things that I've said in certain moments. And nothing bothers me more than to have that, damn, I should have said this feeling, or I should have said that. So I, right now at this moment, I applaud you, bro. I applaud you for taking the time to really contemplate on how you're feeling, because sometimes it takes time to resonate within ourselves as human beings. And see, this respect is one thing that we all want and we all have been fighting for. Just give me my respect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me my respect. And it's a damn shame in the world we live in, this wonderful world we live in. At 57, just
except
said, it took a man losing his life for us to reach this point. So we're going to say
that's
prayers out. Yeah, that's a very sad part, Lou. And that's the part that's killing me the most, you know. This
sure.
man had to lose his life. This man had to lose his life. But, hey, we see change. We see change. Because for those who are just joining us, Derek Chauvin has been found guilty on all charges for the George Floyd slaying murder. Let's go to my brother Ted. What's up, Ted?
Hey,
good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing? Hey, Lady T. Hey, how you doing, Lou?
We're just taking a quick moment, Ted, because the verdict just came out. So we're just taking a quick moment. We just, you know, want everybody to express themselves, you know.
Well, I came in.
And if you can.
I came in on the last part, what you were saying, telling Lou, you know, it had changed. It began to change, you know, and he was being found guilty. Yeah, there's hope. Let's hope it, you know, continue to resonate all over. And not just be right now because they know it's going to implode. It's definitely going to explode and it, you know, it's implode and explode. So, I'm glad that he was found guilty. Maybe we can have some little peace and what have you. And I just hope, like I say, we just make a turn, make a change because we all in this together. We can't go anywhere. I mean, if history is really deeper than what they show in these history books, as we know if you do any history research, and so we know what the facts is. We know how America was developed and all that. We know. I mean, some people don't know, but I do know, and I'm sure pretty much of our callers do know. I'm sure they do. So with that said, we're here together. So let's live in peace and harmony. You know, we all brothers. You know, we all human beings. We feel the same. We feel we ache. We feel pain, and we die. So let's stop killing each other. Let's have mankind. Let's just help each other.
Let's enjoy the journey. Like I tell my kids, enjoy your journey because we're only on this earth for a short period of time. And then it's over. So, I mean, why am I going to spend my whole life, you know, mad at the world, you know, wake up mad, wake up going down the street, I'm mad. No, I can't. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much energy that you have to put into that. Yeah. So instead of me just walking down the street, hey, good morning, how are you? That's and keep it moving. Whether they say it back or not, that's on them.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. And like I said, we're not going to relive the whole trial and the situation again. I just wanted to give everyone the opportunity to express themselves. So now, hey, it's time for us to get into Kale's Corner. 563-999-3782 is the number. I got my basketball official, Nado Theodore, my man, online with you. So y'all know, as soon as we come back after this here, breather, I'm going to take a couple of sips of my ginger ale to get myself together, and we going to come right back with you. Y'all stay with us right here on the corner, man.
Absolutely.
got back, did a little bit. Now we hardy, fucky, tough, do rag and trim. Kinda hard to get a job back out on the block.
Charge that food again.
Young girl, she grew up in a rush. Had it bad, no doubt, she don't know who to trust. Every man she ever loved only wanna crush.
Charge that food again.
But it's all crazy. Shots getting popped, the cops shut down the party. G-sag low, blow smoke out of that tree. We got love for y'all, which I don't love us.
Hey, 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 fabulous, fabulous. And that, I played that song because that's how my Wizards been playing, man. They've been, in spite of Scott Brooks, they've been playing a fabulous brand of basketball. And I got to say, my co-host and my brother were the first ones to hit me to this. This dude Gafford was the truth. That this dude Gafford was going to be that missing piece. And so far, he has been. I'm talking defense. I'm talking block shots, steals, scoring in the paint, setting mean, vicious picks. I mean, everything you could want. Would want a defensive player, a big man. And guess what else, y'all? Guess what else? I have not seen him take one three-point basket. I've not seen him try a three-point shot at all. And I am, for one, loving that. Okay? He is playing... Ted and I were on the phone the other night, and Ted said something to me that was so poignant and stuck out to me. When he said, man, y'all playing old school basketball, man.
Yeah.
And I thought about that thing. I thought about that thing hard. And as I watched, you know how somebody will say something, and then you see that something or experience that something happening at the same time that they say it. And it's like, wow. Wow. So, I didn't ran my mouth long enough, you know. But I've been so hard on this Wizards team. It's glad to come to the corner and talk with pride. Talk with my head raised high in spite of Scott Brooks. I haven't left that yet. But these boys are balling, man. These boys are balling. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, first of all, I want to say, well, it's your world. It's Kale's Corner, so you can do whatever you want to do. And then, and then another thing, it was very poignant. It was very on point with the music you played, man. It was right on point because we are fabulous and we are kings and queens and we are princesses, you know. And man, that was right on time. I guess to give you ups on that. And
thank you, bro.
Okay, now the Wizards. Well, Kel, and also another thing. Another third thing you said as far as the Wizards are doing good is just in spite of Scott Brooks. That's so true. Because we was talking on the phone the other day, and I told you I was watching the game off and on. So, and you told me, I didn't see when Gafford got taken out. I saw when he was in the game, and I told you, man, I fell in love with this kid. You know what I mean? I'm seeing him on the court and what he would, like you say, boxing out, going to rebound. Once he boxed out his man, if somebody going to the basket, he's contesting everything. I mean, not because he's been blocked. You know what I mean? Like you said, like when he was, when he did the Zion, I saw that game over. I saw the replays of that game. Man, that's the game he had, man, five blocks in one concession. And he hit the ground, man, with his face and got up. He didn't sit there and cry. You know what I'm saying? And lay there and wait for trainers to come get him and all that and made a big scene. The boy got up, dusted himself off, came on down and kept on playing. Come on down here on defense again. Boom, I got another block. I'm getting it. Boom, boom, again. Then he fell again. Got up. Okay? Man, I listen, I'm telling you, man, the boy, you know, boy, the boy just had me just really in my feelings, like, of joy, man, of watching this kid, man. You know, I don't want to sound soft and softy, but, man, this boy made me really soft on him, man. Like, I want to have tears.
Well,
like,
I mean, it's the fact that we, you know, Ted, you and I both have cried for this, wanted this. You know what I mean? For so long, man, we have searched for this, a player who's built from the old school mold, you know?
Yeah.
And to finally receive that, shoot. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all straight up, if I wasn't a Wizards fan, I would be now watching Gafford play. Come on, Tree. Because, hey,
no,
see, Tree was another one.
When I told y'all got him from us, and I said, man, y'all getting a hell of a player right now. I said when they put him out there,
us is, hold on, Tree. Us is Chicago. Us is Chicago. Tree is a diehard Chicago fan.
I'm sorry. Yes, I am. I'm Chicago fan. Yes, I am. Boom.
Yeah, we are. Because
I am a Taurus. I am a Taurus, so, you know, I'm a bull.
Hey, my daughter's a Taurus. That's bull.
That's right. Beautiful young lady. But I told Kale, I said, Kale, this young guy, he only 22 years old. When y'all get that boy, he got up, he got hot, he got everything. Only thing he, you know, he old school, like I said, but the only thing he got to learn, when a big man rope, you know, do the pick and roll off of him, he still stay down low.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta, you know what I'm saying? He never come up to the top. He in the paint type dude. So he gotta learn how to defend that.
I watched that Treece, and that was more because his teammate and He played the game in the mindset of, if a man is open, I'm going to cover him. So he's not covering a zone per se. Who is that with the radio behind
me? No, that's me. I'm sorry. That's my TV on the voice. I'm sorry.
Okay. But he's not covering a zone per se. He's trying to cover players. So it calls him to run and sometimes be out of position. But as I'm saying, that's not on him. I don't really blame him for that because as a teammate, his teammates, man, they need to, you know, get with what he's doing. They need to get with his brand
of defense. Yeah, but that's what
I'm
saying, Gil. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying because – it's just a matter of them learning that he's not going to go up top. You know what I mean? So once they learn, you know, that's not who he is and that's not the player that he is to be as successful. You see he's successful doing what he's doing, staying down low in the post. So all they got to do is get acclimated to him being down low in the post because they so used to low pads, you know, coming out there. They got to be mindful that he's not low pads. He's not Hachimura. He's not, you know, Bryant. Because Bryant will go out there, too, and shoot a three. He's not like that. He's going to stay down in the post. And he's more effective in the post, and he knows it. So he tried to stay in his lane.
Well, I was going to say that. If you ask me, we need him and his skill set down in that post. We don't need him We don't need him up at the top of the key and all that. We don't need that. No, we need you down in that post, man. Down in that post. And I'm telling you, man, I just can't explain it, express it. You know,
that's
how exactly,
right,
you know?
That's how the Bulls trying to get in.
There we go. Let's bring Ted back in. Ted, I had to mute you, man. That noise was getting
me. Okay, I'm sorry. I was saying, can I get back on now? Okay, listen, this is what it is. Okay, I thought you was talking about as far as Lady T. You were saying that he doesn't, when they do the pick and roll, he doesn't, you know, go out on the defense, man. He stays kind of like down low. He might shadow and then stay down low, whereas then they're leaving that top man. But what's going on? And this is all over the NBA. What I was telling Kel about is how that when, you know, when the team does pick and the big man gets switched off on them, they just so lazy, and then the guards also so lazy instead of switching back. That's how they get caught having the big man on them when they down low,
right.
And then you got, you know, you get scored on. But you need to just get back on your man. Once your man shadowed, okay, he stopped your man from going, and then you need to hustle back and switch back on yours so he can stay back on his and have a big man down low. And they
right.
not do, a lot of NBA's don't do that. You know, they just so lazy. I was telling Kill, I just can't stand that. So that's it just kills me. As I said, rotate back on yours, and guards, you need to stick back on yours. Guards just get stuck, and they just have, and they don't care. They say, well, he's big on me. That's why he's scoring. But no, get back on your guard and let the big man handle his like he's supposed to be doing.
Do your
and
job.
So,
that's right.
Exactly. Everybody can do their job. You know, and so
stop trying to do somebody else's job. Like you said, stop trying to do somebody else's job. I understand you get caught in the pick and roll, you get caught, but at some point you got to get back on your own man.
You got to switch back.
Get back.
But
it's
the lack of defense, though. A lot of teams don't stretch defense, emphasize defense. And another thing I wanted to comment, Kel, like you said, your team is doing great, but in spite of Scott Brooks, like you say, when they took your man out, that's when they had an 18-2 run and closed. I think they might have got the lead by halftime. Either had it to one, or they had the lead, or it was tied up. They made an 18-2 run because, like you said, when you get mad because they took Gabbard out, number 21. When they took him out, it was no defense. It was nobody blocking and stopping them from scoring inside.
Right,
and they made that.
Right.
They made that.
Yeah, that's what they made that run.
Okay, and then another thing I want to point out at the end of that quarter, when they did make that run back into that quarter, when the Wizards made that, might have been a 6-point run or a 4-point run, because I think the Wizards did go up into a lead, you know, at halftime, because Westbrook at the end, you know, he every time he come down, he see a big man open, he's giving it to him. He's not trying to do nothing and take no shot or nothing. And then on that last second thing, he passed the ball. Go ahead.
That is also a part of the Gafford effect. Because at first, Westbrook, he would – put it this way. He's tried it with Lopez, but – he became comfortable with Gafford and working down in that paint. Go ahead, Ted.
But this was also with Lynn, you know, but this also was a shooter. This is one play he came down, and I thought about this. I thought about John Wall. I said, what would John Wall have done? John Wall would have tried to force his way and tried to make the layup and force his way into people or whatever, or took the shot himself.
Mm-hmm.
Russ came down, man, and hit your wing player. I don't know whoever that cat is. And hit him, and he made that shot, 3 points. So that's why y'all made five. I think y'all made 5 points. Had 5 points before halftime, and made y'all, you know, come back, you know, at least have a 2-point, 3-point lead or whatever. And so he did the right thing. But I thought about him like he's making right decisions. He's giving it to the big man. He's sharing the ball. He's speeding them. He's making them better. That's what a point guard is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can get yours any time.
but make your players better. They will play harder for you. Get them the ball.
Okay.
Get them scored for you.
So has anybody noticed that Hachi Moore has been playing some lackadaisical? Like he's like he's not all there or something.
Well, I'm glad.
He's out right now with knee tendonitis, I believe it was, and he's not.
He's kind of like he's supposed to be on the WNBA.
Yeah, and I'm not going to make excuses for him. I'm not going to make excuses for him. He's been playing soft, straight up. He has been playing soft, and I don't know if it's the emergence of Gafford being there, or that these big guys are really truly balling out of control, because I'm telling you, Gafford has picked up everyone's play all around the court except for Archie Moore, and I don't know if now he's getting homesick or what have you, but yeah, I have noticed a drop off in his game, and we're not going to make this an all Wizards segment, so I brought Lou on because Lou,
yes.
What in the hell is wrong with your man Kevin Durant?
Oh,
and I'm gonna ask Lou that question, but we're gonna take a quick break. And Lou, when I come back, I want you to answer that for me, man. What is wrong with your man Kevin Durant? Please.
Yeah.
563-999-3782. We got that feeling, baby. Kevin Durant.
When you're injured, that can do a lot on you, and he's been, you know, fighting a hamstring injury, and he hasn't been the same since.
Man, I'm inclined to believe that them boys got a root on them up there in with the Nets, man. For real.
Yeah.
Because their behavior acting like, I mean, it's crazy. Kevin Durant was asked to name five of his best teammates. And he completely, totally left Westbrook off of his list. And when asked about it, he said, and I'm quoting Kevin Durant, "Oh, my bad, I'm lunching." He went back to see Pleasant, y'all. Oh, man, I'm lunching. I'm tripping.
I rest my case on.
Yeah, your ass is tripping. Seriously.
Okay.
Seriously. We're talking about a guy, since he's been with the Wizards, 25 triple-doubles. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, 26. He got that 26. Yeah, he got that 26 triple double last night.
Yep, I heard.
We got Kyrie ready to fight Schroeder 1 week. We got Durant in a beef with Rappaport 1 week. And now you disrespect someone that we know for sure is going to be a Hall of Famer. Westbrook is a first ballot Hall of Famer. And he was your teammate. Westbrook was there with you when you decided to take your talents to Golden State. It was Westbrook who was right there beside you fighting Golden State before you realized since you can't beat them, you might as well join them.
Join them?
I was one that got behind you. I was one that was like, hey, look, the man doesn't want to finish his career like Charles Barkley. I understand that. I understand. I'm with that. You know, I'm not mad at him because of that. He made a business decision. You know, what's wrong with that? But now I'm kind of looking at you like, come on, man. Come on, KD, man. Cut this ignorance out, man. Cut this silly stuff out, man. I mean, you know, come on, man. For you to lead that man off of your top five teammates list, and this is no slight to the list, anyone on the list at all, but Ibaka, really? Ibaka made your list over Russell Westbrook, really?
Ibaka.
You know, let me tell you what that says to me. That says to me.
Who on the list? Who on the list, Kale? Tell me who on the list. Who he say?
Ted, come on, Ted.
He says Steph Curry, James Harden. I believe he said Ibaka.
Yeah. Klay Thompson.
He said Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
Okay. And he said Klay Thompson, and who else was it?
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving then. And so then he said, the guy who asked him, he said, wow, you left Russ off? He said, oh, my bad, I'm tripping. You know, then he said, oh, yeah, Russell, you know. So I don't know. Like you say, man, I don't know what's up with your man KD, you know, but I know,
Yes, y'all man. Tree's quick to dump somebody off on somebody. That's y'all man. Girl, please listen. Kevin Durant.
I said Kale man.
You good, dear. And what I was telling you there before, you look at Oklahoma team, they had a nice little young nucleus, man. They had Westbrook, Harden, Durant, Ibaka, and they also had what's the boy that's playing center for the Pelicans. Stephen Adams. They had him.
Stephen Adams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had him. Okay, they had that young, nice nucleus, man. And then they had Perkins came up on the team. Okay, so like you say, Scott Brooks, man, is a detrimental to any team. He don't know how to do
anything.
Or put it together. Yeah, anything. He messed up Oklahoma team. He's messing up your team, man. Since he's been coaching, what really has they done, man? Has he been really a stapler where, man, he can get guys to perform and hey, man, you know, maybe change some or do some better or whatever, you know? No, he don't have that commanding voice, man. He doesn't have that commanding presence. I don't know, man. He's just not the coach to really take someone to that next level. In my opinion.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I don't know.
I was saying, can I finish one more point? Real quick. Like y'all, because I wanted to touch on what y'all was saying about Oshawn Moore. I wanted to ask you the other day because I sent some too. Because when he fell on the ground, usually your teammates pick you up, you know. And Westbrook,
right.
Did nobody go to pick him up like that? Especially Westbrook didn't go pick him up, you know. So I'm looking at that. I'm like, wow, Westbrook ain't respecting him. He ain't playing hard enough for Westbrook, you know. So something going on. It looks like you say, he's unhappy. Like he don't feel like he, you know, like he's belonging or something going on, you know. So, yeah,
well,
you were right
about
that.
I can attest to this. Because when I played ball overseas and it was dudes that was bigger than me and I didn't feel that they were giving the proper effort and energy on each play,
yeah.
I ain't really mess with them dudes, man. Them Bammers wasn't real. That's all I'm going to say about that. 563-999-3782 is the number, 563-999-3782. When we come back, 57, I want you to tell me what's going on with your Lakers, man, since these Bammers ain't been playing, LeBron and AD. I'm hearing AD may be coming back Thursday. So, 57, when we come back, I need an update, man. We'll be right back.
Are you Ellie?
And lost in the game.
And the game done chose me.
To bring pain. Pretty women and fake thugs, one in the same.
Ever since you told me.
There's only room for two. I've been making less room for you.
Now only God can hold me.
Hug me, love me, judge me. The only man that hovers above me. Holla.
I met so many men and it's like they're all the same. My appetite for loving is now my hunger pain. And when I'm feeling sexy, who's gonna comfort me? My only problem is their insecurity.
Man, I used to love that song, man. You beat AT.
Yeah.
I felt so bad when 50 Cent came in the game and expeditiously pushed that man out of the game and then start. Have you heard the latest 50 Cent song? He's doing everything that Ja Rule was doing. Everything he told us Ja Rule was weak for, he's doing it himself now. But anyway, 57.
I'm here.
What's the deal with your Lakers, man? Is AD coming back Thursday like they're saying? Are they okay missing all this playing time? I mean, what's the deal?
Okay, first of all, let me say happy 420 to everybody.
Okay.
And then I want to say that I don't know how the Lakers became my team, but since you brought it up, I'm going to go ahead and speak on it. The Lakers playing the game.
The Lakers not your team.
No, I like the Wizards, man. I like the Wizards. I like the Wizards.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
L.A. playing a game.
Like the Wizards.
Yeah, L.A. playing a game. Anthony Davis could have been back. That little injury that LeBron has, you know, I see Steph Curry out there playing with an ankle injury, and he wearing a butt pad because he done hurt himself. I'm just tired of these prima donnas that don't want to come back in the game or trying to play psych ball with us. We going to wait and play in the playoffs so we can win the championship. You know, ain't no hardcore. The Wizards playing the best ball out there right now. You know why? They hungry. They want to win. It's despite the delay, you don't even hear them talking about, well, we might not make the playoffs or this might not happen. The guys just going hard, playing hard ball, and I can respect that. I can't remember what Lou, I think it was either Lou or Ted said earlier about the guy that fell down about five times and got back up and finished playing. KD bumped his little ankle, bumped his little thigh the other day and went out the game. Now he out of the game. He's been out for like 3-4 games. Come on, man. Give me somebody that's going to play hard, that's going to give me all they got for the team, you know. And I heard you mention Charles Barkley earlier because he didn't get a ring. A lot of guys didn't get rings when Michael was playing ball, you know. A whole Michael Jordan, stopped Patrick Ewing, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, a whole lot of guys didn't get rings that are in the top 50 right now. But as far as the Lakers, I think the Lakers, the whole organization, they just play. I call it psych ball because Anthony Davis could have been back in the game a long time ago, and I believe LeBron could have been back in the game about 2 or 3 games ago. I saw that sprained ankle when he sprained his ankle. And, Kale, you done played ball before and everything. And, Tree, I know you done seen bigger injuries than that when guys come back on the floor and play. So I'm not falling for it.
But this can be 38 years old, though. Them ankles old.
Yeah, Tree, I understand what you're saying. But I even saw LeBron, like, walk straight and then start limping again. Listen, let me tell you something. You get injured while you're on the court, there is no trying to see if you can walk. Because that pain is real. That pain is real. And the fact that you can utilize that ankle and that foot, that leg at all, is the only thing that's on your mind. You're not thinking, oh, let me see if I can walk on this. Let me see if I can move as usual. No, you're not thinking like that. Ted, I mean, help me out, Ted.
I would think you would be. I mean, if you're trying to stay in the game.
Well, hey.
And that's what it boils down to.
He suffered the other night. I mean, he totally twisted that bad boy, but he stayed in the game and kept playing. I just feel like these guys just holding on because they just want the ring, man. They just want the ring. They don't want to suffer through what they got to suffer through. They just want the ring. KD the same. And KD should have came here anyway.
Well, I'm sorry.
Got your card on me. I had it on mute. But KD said he don't play for rings. That ain't what he played for. So I don't understand. What do you play for?
Man, look. Why did you break up the OKC? If he doesn't play for rings, why did you break up the OKC? He wanted the ring.
Right. And that was one thing that was stated. That was one thing that was stated, Luke. Yeah, he wanted the ring, and now that he has the ring, it's not that big of a deal to him or for him.
It's
not such a push. And he's been MVP twice, back-to-back. So he feels as though I've reached the NBA pinnacle. I've been to the quote unquote NBA mountaintop. So it's not that much of a and listen.
Okay.
No, Damon, Debo, it's not that we don't like, well, I don't, because I can only speak for myself. It's not that I don't like KD now. It's just a lot of the things that KD is doing is raising questions and leaving me it's leaving me with a, what in the hell is he thinking about? What is he doing? Why is he going down that road? Why is he saying that? He doesn't need to say that. To leave Westbrook off of your top five, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Westbrook is, matter of fact, if you had to choose between Kyrie and Westbrook, it's a toss. It's a coin flip choice. Because you're not going to lose either way. You're not going to lose either way.
Kyrie any day. Westbrook over Kyrie any day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Kyrie is a I ain't going to say it like that. Kyrie is a sometime player. At least Westbrook goes hard all the time.
All the time.
Right.
Never take on.
Never. And you know, nothing for nothing. I don't see Westbrook stopping the game totally and getting ejected over the N word. Not saying anything bad about Kyrie, because we are who we are and we feel how we feel. But I just don't
Westbrook would have brought him up on the court. Westbrook would have said, "Oh yeah,
exactly.
Okay. Now let me tell you what I can do.
Thank you.
Do. I'm just out here playing with you right now, but I'm about to show you what I can really do."
Yeah,
I'm going to tell y'all.
And played ball in the heart of New York City. He never could have played ball out there because he'd have got called the N word a zillion times. And out there, so that, you know, he must have never played ball out on street ball before or something. I mean, that
no, he said he put some new stuff. He on some new stuff. This, 57. He said he on some new stuff. Like he's trying to change up the culture. Like he's trying to stop using the word. And like I was trying to tell Kale, just because you change it, that don't mean everybody else change it too. But if you come to me and say, this is what it is, I'm going to try to respect that. I can't say I ain't going to slip up because you telling me right now at the last minute. But if you tell me, I'm going to try to be conscious and not do that.
Yep.
But of the break, if we don't have no conversation about it, you're going to be all kind of N-words all night.
All night.
Oh, and day.
All night.
Yep.
If I know that's what you're going to get riled up, you're going to be one of them all night. And every night.
Right. If I can say this right here, and I might be selfish and maybe it's crazy, but you know what? I got more respect for LeBron, and I really don't care that much for LeBron, but I respect his game. LeBron went back to Cleveland after they talked about him when he left, after they talked about him. He went back to his hometown and won a championship. KD had the opportunity to come here and help his hometown team out, and he did.
Yep.
He chose to go to Golden State where he
I don't.
Yep.
No.
Let me say this on that. Me too. Let me say this first, though, Kale, because I understand why he left OKC to go to state, because he was trying to win the championship. Y'all wasn't in that position then. But once you won it, and now it ain't no big thing to you, this, that, and the other, you shouldn't have went to Brooklyn. You should have came home, because we got a better team than Brooklyn do. Y'all about the same? I mean, you know.
Yeah, but could
they kept all the pieces?
Listen, let me tell y'all something. No superstar. Okay? Westbrook is out of the norm. Okay?
Yeah.
Nobody with a name is going to risk it fooling with these wizards and this front office. Nobody is. Everybody knows around the league that the Washington Capitals are Ted Leonsis' baby. And all his energy, all his thoughts, and all his money are going to go into the Washington Capitals. So to ask someone to come and give of their NBA time, their NBA life to the Wizards, it's a bit much. It's a bit much, seriously.
Can I chime in? Can I chime
in,
please?
It's not impossible.
Can I chime in? Hey,
yes.
I'm like you, Lady T. I was thinking about that before when we was talking about Durant and stuff earlier. I was thinking about that. You know, I'm like, okay, if he's supposed to be that guy, you know, and Champions ain't chasing no rings no more, why he don't come home and then have fit players come to him? Because I hear you, girl, like you said, Leon.
Right.
Let me think. I hear you saying Leon's he caters to the hockey team. But if you got a star like Kevin Durant, he will make changes. He will say, hey, man, this is what I need. This is what I need. This is what I want. I'm coming back home, the man, and trying to win one back home. Okay. So, but he didn't do that. Like you said, he's jumping ship. So I thought, man, dude, you're efficient, very efficient, but you're not a killer like that because. I mean, it's hard to say because he is a killer like that, but he's not aggressive when he needs to be aggressive, okay? Because he don't take as much shot as he should. I don't know what it is, shyness or whatever, but he should have came. See, I'm with you. He should have came back to Washington if you that guy to make people come to you,
right,
man. Because Washington is a great town, they had got a messed up organization. But if you bring a star, if he come back home, trust, he got the keys. He gonna do whatever he want to do and whatever he say do. He will attract stars. So you didn't do that though. So you wanted to go back to somebody.
Remember that Bowser would have gave him the key to the city? I mean, he's been walking around here like he was the king. You know
what?
You know
what?
I hear y'all points, and I agree to an extent. I agree to an extent, but I'm sorry. I just, again, this front office is so haywire, man. They don't have the stability that's necessary for these guys. And I don't blame them, man. I wouldn't want to put my career in these guys' hands, man. I wouldn't. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We here on Kale's Corner, man. When we come back, Miss T, it's your turn, baby. Time to take the show over. We talking football, baby, NFL when we come back. Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah.
Hit it. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Here comes the Astapa, I'm the lyrical gangsta, big up the crew in the area.
The lyrical gangsta, Go ahead, Tree. I'm sorry, I was partying. Go ahead, Tree. It's on you, baby.
Okay, so we wanted to make some announcements. I wanted to say that Mike Tomlinson signed a 3-year extension with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Alex announces his retirement.
All right.
Deshaun Watson from the Texans, you know, all the allegations that's been going on swirling around him, found of nothing. So the women are now starting to pull their claims against him back, like they
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can do that. They're recanting their statements now.
You know, they're just dropping it. They're just not pursuing it.
Wow.
Retracting it. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And two of the women that accusing that him, they was using alias names. So
wow.
Deshaun Watson, his lawyer was like, "Well, who are you? Like, who is making it seem like it's more than, you know what I'm saying, more than the people that's really filing. It's making it seem like it's more
you know
than,
what, Trees?
Huh?
You know what, Trees? No one can tell me or convince me that the Texans were not behind this. No one can convince me or tell me that the Texans were not behind this. Big boy, you've been here with us for a minute, man. I'm sorry it took so long to get to you. How you doing today, bro?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
All right.
What set you on this Texans mess, man?
Hey, look, I'm still the same way you feel, man. You know, he don't want to be there. They don't necessarily want him to leave.
Right.
But they can't stop him. But they can't stop
right.
him. So what they going to do, they're going to throw some salt in the game. They're going to make it so don't nobody else want to bring you to this squad.
Right.
As far as the women, they're not necessarily recanting, but they just saying, well, you know, I'm going to back up a little bit.
Right.
I don't want to pursue no charges.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not a woman, but I know quite a few women, and I don't know not one where you
that's
gonna violate them like that, and they gonna be
right.
like, nah, I don't want nothing to happen to them.
That's a good point.
How about this, big boy? When you go to your lawyer, you gonna say you gonna give a fake name. You're going to tell him to file that fake name. Who does that? Hey,
What's your name? They can't file a formal document like that under alias anyway. They can't. That's a court document. That's a legal document.
Maybe that's why all of them just stayed on the civil side.
You can do it like that, Kale, but you got to be under protective custody. That's the only way that you can – well, that's the only way you're supposed to be able to do that.
They can redact the document and make it so nobody can see your name.
Yeah.
Nobody
right.
other than the judge, but they can't change your name. They can't put an alias on
no.
it.
No.
They can't do that. So
that's why
they
had to take that home and refile. That's what they were telling her to
if
do.
If they
that.
Put that alias up there, that can be enough of a reason why they got dropped that joint.
But what
I think
the Texans behind all of it. I agree with you, bro. But what about the girl that was on TV crying like a baby, talking about what he came to her house and did? What about her?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Every day they call them actors.
I'm glad you brought that up, 57. I'm glad you brought that up, 57, because that one testimony made me feel so bad inside as a man.
Yeah.
Because I watched this girl, and you all remember my comments once she spoke was on the lines of, this is what make it so hard for women who have seriously been wronged or assaulted to come forward.
Yep.
because her actions, and then when I found out she was the one that came forward first, because she was trying to sue Deshaun Jackson for $100,000.
Right.
And right. now you come out, you know, hey, listen. Thank God that this young man, now I'm going to tell you like my mama told me, okay? You might not have been guilty of everything that you were accused of, but you did do something wrong. Because where there's smoke, there is fire. Okay. It just so happened that this situation worked out this way for you. So, you know, let's move forward. Let's move forward.
Let me comment on that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I had said that in the beginning also, that Houston was behind him. They're trying to smear his image, his name, and all that. And I said that, you know, you never, him going to college all them years, you never heard anything about him, about his character or doing anything like that. And I'm saying, like, this guy got money like that. I mean, he can pay for that, you know, pay for it.
Hello.
Hello. And he can have private persons come that way, can pay them, whereas they ain't saying nothing. And so I don't know him personally, and people can have a dark side or whatever, but I don't think that's that guy, man. I don't think that's him, man. I really don't, you know.
Right.
I think what he portrays is who he is, you know. What you see is who he is, you know. So,
right.
And I, in the beginning, I said, wait till everything come out. They're just going to be cool shit. It's going to be cool shady, and Houston was behind it from the beginning. So
can I speak on something real quick before we leave the subject?
Go ahead.
A guy with all that money, like my man just said, a guy with all that money, why do you need 22 therapists like that to massage you? You got one person that does the job well. They either come to your house or you go to theirs. You might have another one out of town somewhere when you go out of town to play, but you ain't gonna 20-some people don't even make sense.
Well, hey, variety is the spice of life, man. I mean, we can't judge the man on the number.
What I'm saying is that they were piling on him. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if he had a suit, he might have had one or two. But they were piling on this guy to keep him in Texas. And the Texans were behind this all together. Like my man.
Yeah,
hey,
man. That man can have 200 masseuse. There's no law against that. There's no law against that at all.
If I had the money like that, I would have.
Go ahead, Ted.
If he had the money like that, you can do that, you know. But I think he would have enough to pay them, whereas they wouldn't stop that gravy train.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Let me finish, Phil, because you freaky, man. You talking about spice of life. Man, I ain't trying to catch nothing. So,
like he said,
you can have two, might have two, you know, the most three. So, you know, when you can't get the other one when you're at home or whatever. So, but that's the most, like you say, when you're away, you might have one, but you ain't having 22. You ain't doing that, man.
Man, whatever. Listen. That could be his thing. And that man is young. That man.
You'll get in trouble like that. That's how you're going to get in trouble.
Debo, when you choose one and one is all you have, a relationship develops. okay?
Thank you.
And with women, you ain't got to say that. If they feel they're in a relationship with you, that's when all this unnecessary and crazy mess comes about. This man is young. He's not married. He can have as many masseuses as he wants. Nobody can say, and can't forget you. And me being free, you ain't got nothing to do with this. You hear me?
On that note, we're gonna slide on down here without Alden Smith. He has an arrest warrant was issued for his arrest on a second-degree battery in Louisiana. He was accused of assaulting a man over the weekend at a coffee house. The man is supposed to be one of his friends, like an acquaintance
Alden
or something.
Smith.
Supposed to be one of his friends, and they said that it was captured on tape. So I've been looking for the tape. I cannot find the tape. The tape is not surfaced. So I don't know.
He recounted.
Huh?
He came back and said he had the wrong person.
Oh.
He came back.
No.
They reported yesterday that he said he had the wrong person.
Well, I looked it up just 30 minutes ago.
I heard that
was still
on ESPN yesterday. That he said it wasn't him. He had the wrong person.
Okay.
Mm.
Yep, I heard it on ESPN.
But how can you recount that? How can you say you had the wrong person? I mean, you should know who whooped your hind part, right? Am I wrong?
That's what I said. That's fun. That's funky because. You couldn't find no tape. That means somebody got all the tapes and did away with them because they was at a coffee shop. So you know it was being recorded. So there's no tape. Now all of a sudden, his friend is saying it wasn't him. What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like out of court settlement.
Well, if you say so.
The money was paid out. Somebody paid some money.
But he should have paid the money before the story even came out. You shouldn't even call the police nothing. You should have got the tape from the people and said, look, if you don't do whatever, give you, whatever.
I'm hearing that this was Alden Smith's coffee shop. So all he had to do was get his own security tape. Right?
That's crazy.
Yep. That's why you don't see one. But you know, it's like everybody is on edge. Everybody. You know, they got aggression. They want to get off. You know, and if you're not a boxer or an MMA fighter or nothing where you getting off that aggression and stuff for somebody else, people want to kick some butts, man, now, you know, and angry, ready to snap on stuff, man. So it's like that. So it's like, and then people attack, when you see a professional, they want to antagonize you. You know, he ain't nothing. You know, this and that, or you know, just try to test you, and then also try to get a payday. You know, so you gotta look at that. So like you guys said, he was paid before then, and I want to say, hey man, listen, I just got back in the league, man. I hadn't had other charges, man. I'm just trying to do right, but you pissed me off, man. I just had to beat you down, and what have you, you know, if it was him. I'm just saying, I'm hypothetically.
No, I would know.
You know, I don't know if it was him, but I had to beat you down, man. So, bro, let me pay you this 50 grand. What, 75? Here, go 100 grand, man, and cool. Let it be over.
If y'all see the pictures of the man, he was beat up. I mean,
really?
They don't show like him being beat up, like really beat up. You can't really see nothing, actually.
Yeah, all I got to say about it is, first of all, Alden Smith ain't no small dude.
Right.
If somebody
right.
that size whoop up on you, ain't no mistaken identity, man. How many NFL players was in that coffee shop at that time. You
right.
know what I'm saying? And then if it's your boy, if my brother walked up to me and smacked me right now, it ain't no mistaken identity. I know my brother did it.
Right.
I'm not going to tell him, oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait.
Hey, because tell him, you've been smacked by your brother before.
We're not going to get in that erroneous information. We're not going to be spreading that like that.
You want to tell him
TMI, big boy, and when you see him, it's on.
okay.
And I'm going to tell my mama. I'm going to tell my mama.
Hey, Ted, we about to be 50. Ain't none of that going on.
Hello. What else you got for us, Street?
Okay, so we got our last thing we're going to talk about is the Aaron Donald situation. He over the weekend he was at a club and this guy swung on him and tried to hit him with a bottle. He was in a fight and the guy tried to hit him with a bottle and he ducked and then his friends was like, "Come on, man, let's get out of here." So they, rushed him out of there. So some other guys that was in the club, they saw what happened. So they was beating the guy up, I guess, because they said, he was taking up for Donald. But Donald didn't know the guys. I mean, they did it on their own. And So Donald seen the guys beating up on the guy, so he went back over there to try to help the guy, help the guy out because they was beating him up so bad. And they, pulling them off. And then the guy went and filed charges against Donald, saying that Donald was the one who beat him up until the video surfaced. Y'all, why is everybody playing games? This guy got 16 stitches in his eye and a broken arm, and he tried to say Donald did it until the video popped out showing that Donald was the one who actually saved his life.
Yeah. You're right.
You blame the innocent man.
Them stimulus don't enough. Thank God for videotape, man.
Can you imagine where we would be today if we didn't have a videotape of George Floyd?
And of everything going forward, that we can capture and stuff. So, but you say like Gil Scott Heron said, it will not be televised, but it will be on YouTube.
It's gonna be broadcast. 563-999-3737. Y'all crazy, man. 3782. 563-999-3782. Hey, before we get out of here and get crazier, hey, shout out to my man, DMX, Earl Simmons, and his family, bro. Hey, man, you're gonna be missed, bro.
Make the streets talk, let them know it ain't a sweet walk. This gon' be the only joint made this year. Little knock to 2003. And y'all gon' see that the hottest out there was, is, and will be me. Just like that, I can go away for a minute, do some other, but bounce right back and wear this song. I'm coming strapped with some that'll spit.
You know, music trips me out, man. To hear him say this will be the only joint that rocked to 2003, Here we are in 2021, 18 years past that, Crazy.
Yep.
Crazy. Crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, rest in peace, X. Rest in peace, bro.
Yeah.
At this time, this is for my man who's been sitting there patiently, and I know he's been chomping at the bit, ready to get up in here. Curry! Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, baby. It's about that time. Washington, the Washington. Fight. Yeah, baby. Hey, Wolfpack, fight for the DMV. Hey, what's up, baby? What's up, Curb? How you doing today, brother?
Kirby's getting his hands clean. He's been working on my pink motorcycle. This is soft and fluffy Lavender Larry, and I just love football. I just love it when they talk about tight end, when they talk about tight end and penetration and inches to go. And going deep, oh my God, oh, going deep, oh my God. Oh, okay.
I'm going to need you to bring Kirby to the phone, Larry, because we have 9 days until this NFL draft, and I need to know what Kirby thinks about this offensive lineman prospect that everyone is saying Washington is going to pick up.
Well, here he is. Hold on.
Oh, wait.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, Kirby.
Hey, Katrina. Hey, Kel.
What's up, Kirby?
I am very excited. I've been watching the pro days, you know, and watching the linemen, you know, some of them running like 4.44 and 4.5 and, you know, there's this one dude I was watching, 6'7", 310 pounds, and he's fast. He's from Clemson, you know. And, of course, the Southeastern Conference always has good offensive line, you know, Alabama, Georgia, you know, Florida, all of them. But I like that guy, something, Tucker. Got some weird name, last name, but the last part of the last name is Tucker from USC. I picked him out several weeks ago, and they finally saw that he's the first round material. But the thing is that with our quarterbacks, they only need to manage the game and score about 24 points total.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because of our outstanding
defense. I say 17, Kirby. I say that the offense only need 17 points, and I believe that there's 21 at the max, and I believe that we have the defense to hold the other team.
Right. Oh, yeah. But you know that this is the second year that Jack Del Rio will be plan, plotting, and scheming. You know, he's going to come up with a master plan for every team.
Right. Right,
and,
of course.
So, but, you know, it's just, actually, it's a great day because 12 people on a jury did their job today.
Yes, they did.
Over CNN, they was talking about it divided the country. It did not divide the country. I don't know any white person whatsoever, whether relatives, neighbors from Texas or Mississippi or Memphis. I don't know any white people that condone that murder, which is what it was, this murder. I would have fired the officers with him for not grabbing him and yanking him off the guy, you know,
yeah.
off the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
It should have been fired too, and I think in Texas he would have got a first degree murder and a one way ticket to the gas chamber.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But
well, you know,
that's our system of government, though. 12, you know, everybody. Even the ones that it's obvious that they're wrong, everybody gets a day in court, you know, and they have a chance to face their accusers. And then you have 12 people that are supposed to be unbiased and all that. So, you know, this rushing to judgment and doing criminal things and rioting and all that stuff, there's no excuse. You got to go through the process, you know, how I feel about it.
Well, I'm going to say this, Kirby, and I'm going to leave it alone. Too many times
I know you're kinky because you would have 50 50 women working on your tired ass body.
Yeah. Hey, look. At the same time.
Yeah.
All at the same time. You damn kinky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to feel. Hey, look. What did Holly Berry say in Monsters Ball? Do something to make me feel good. Well, y'all got to do something to make me feel good. Did you see what you have started there? You know what I mean? And that's supposed to be my brother, man.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Brothers like that, I don't need no enemies, man. You know?
But
yeah,
I am so excited about the draft coming up. I mean, the
draft's
coming up, and we're just sitting there at 19, and it's a mystery. We don't know if we're going to trade up or trade down, or we're going to sit there, you know, expecting us to, you know, pick up a really good prospect and a lot of talent in there. And five or six or seven of the guys chosen will be quarterbacks. So, you know, it's very likely we're going to get somebody really good. You know, I like that Slater from for the offensive line from Northwestern, and I like the guy that I saw on Pro Day today in Georgia, and I really like those cornerbacks from Georgia. They pass, of course. That's in tennis shoes and shorts. It's not functional speed. That's not wearing your helmet and all that stuff. So. Which is my problem.
And there's no football action. There are no football actions involved.
Right.
You know?
They don't
have to react and respond and you know, get in certain positions, you know. So
even the combine, you know, they had the shorts and the track shoes and, you know, not wearing all that stuff, man. He put that stuff on. These lighter guys, they gonna lose a second or two, you know.
Oh man, oh
y'all
man.
Y'all
just
need
brace love. Yeah.
Just what?
What'd
you say?
Pads. Just
y'all
pads.
Release brace love.
Oh, we released brace love. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh man.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. I want to do something different here. We're going to take a second to reflect on Alex Smith. We're going to take a second to reflect on Alex Smith. And this one here is for my baby, a girl, on her way home, you know. Booyah. We'll be right back, y'all. Think about that, though. Alex Smith. Let's think about that.
All right. Once you realize if I had a single thought, it would die of loneliness.
Now I'm
Boot up. Hey, hey, that was for my baby, you know.
What did you mean by her walking home or going home or something?
No, on her way home from work.
Already?
You
oh,
say
okay.
What?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was thinking your grandbaby grew up too damn fast. You know.
Nah, said, the grandbaby is straight. And you know what, Kirby? Real quick, this killed a Kirby moment. I cashed out my daughter some money. I was like, you know, springtime coming, and I know you wanna go out and grab her some stuff. So this
right,
is, you know, this money is
spring
just clothes. So you can go out and grab her stuff. And
right,
she bought her shoes. I mean, like. 6-7 pair, and we were doing FaceTime, and my daughter was saying, "Pop, you know, showing me which shoe was her favorite shoe," and her mother said, "They all need to be your favorite since Pop gave you his money." She said, "I don't care if Pop gave me his money or not. I like what I like. And this is my favorite shoe." And she picked up this little feline shoe that had multiple colors. And she was just, man, it melted my heart, Kirby. Yeah, my heart.
They smart. My grandson, when he was four, he wanted green money. He didn't want no quarters. He wanted that green money. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now,
why do I have to go to bed when I'm not tired and get up when I am tired?
Yeah, that's smart.
He's trying to quit thinking that out.
I said,
if you're a Steelers fan, you know, you're going to want that terrible towel in your crib with you, you know. Yeah.
Go ahead, 57.
Hey, man. I ain't shed no tears this year. Hey, I ain't shed no tears this year, Kirby. You know, we went out and spent one on our coach, and we ain't even got an offensive lineman yet. I want Slater or Finney Sewell from Oregon, and we might end up getting
that's
a quarterback.
The guy. Sewell, yeah. Cool.
So, yeah, he's a hell of a player, man. He's a hell of a player, mm-hmm. You know. And,
I was watching him on Pro Day. He's outstanding.
Yes.
And you know what? He would have broken the weightlifting record if he did his Pro Day, if he did what he did in his Pro Day. At the combine, he would have had a new record.
Oh yeah. What about what San Francisco did with Trey Lance? Looking at him a second time, I ain't heard nothing about that.
San Francisco trying to hold their move tight. They trying to hold their move tight and keep their mouth shut for these last 9 days. But we all know the media. The media is so nosy and digging and crawling and climbing and crawling and trying their way, prying to get any information that they possibly can. So I think with San Francisco, I know that you all are going to get a quarterback. I know this for a fact because Garoppolo is just, you know, he's too inconsistent. He's undependable, you know, and
he's injury prone.
Exactly. So, and Shanahan believes that these new young quarterbacks will fit well in his system with what he's trying to do. So. I know y'all are going to get you all will get a quarterback. It's just a matter of who. It's just a matter of who. But speaking of quarterback, Alex Smith decided to call it quit today.
He don't need the money.
Yeah. No, he doesn't need the money. What I am going to say, I am sorry. So many times he's come so close to winning a Super Bowl. He's been on a winning team and a team that had the chance to win, and he just didn't do it.
Yeah.
He just didn't do it. So,
well,
I think if he has
team.
Any, no, he's not. He's not. But it's funny how, as soon as he leaves, the same team wins a Super Bowl or even plays in it. So, you know, that's a lot to contemplate. That's a lot to contemplate on. But he made the best decision by going on and retiring today, you know.
Good.
You have a life after football, man.
Right.
Yep. You know.
Well, he has nothing to prove. I mean, and he needs to think about his family now. You know.
Well,
he needs to spend time with his family. Because the family went through a lot of stuff, too, you know. His wife, you know, kids.
Right.
He got nothing to prove. Just to even be able to walk after what he went through makes him a winner more than a conqueror.
No doubt. You are absolutely right, man.
I'm just happy that he got to play again, even though it was a short time and he started having problems with that same leg up higher, you know, in the calf.
I'll tell you this about him.
You know,
he brought him to the Redskins that y'all needed, and that was the professionalism and how to play the game. You know,
he steadied the ship. He grabbed hold to the reins and steadied the ship. You know, and we saw from our players how these guys responded to the leadership that he brought he brought to the team. So. You know, again, I will never, ever forget when Aaron Donald jumped on that man's back and me, everybody that was sitting around watching the game with me and his wife and children all had the same look on our face. Like, oh my God, is this going to be it? Is this will this be the hit that takes him out? Seriously. I didn't want to go through that anymore. And surely after that, it became every time I saw him take a hit, that was my gut feeling. That was the way I felt. You know, so I just didn't want to see that anymore. So I wish him all the luck in the world going to broadcasting or whatever he gets into, NFL Network, ESPN, whomever hires him. I wish him all the luck in the world. And to me, you'll be remembered as a soldier, a true soldier, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I have nothing but respect.
You know what, Kel? You know what? He didn't need no 23 physical therapists either.
That's on him.
To get no one specific
masseuse.
Right. And let me say
I'll
this.
I'll handle that anywhere. I'll handle that.
Let me say this. Let me say this. A masseuse or physical therapist is not like a dentist. It's not like a physician.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there are doctors who specialize in certain areas, who certain positions and locations of your body, that's what they study. They specialize in that. And I think it's the same for physical therapists. There are certain places that they specialize in. So, hey, man,
yeah,
I want to specialize.
Yeah, I can think of one.
Let me interject in this. Because you're talking about outside and stuff. Hey, hold on.
No.
You're talking about you don't need a brother like me to keep it real and keep it 100. Because you're talking about big boy, like big boy said, we don't need to discuss that. But you're talking about you know what I'm saying? He used to get trapped by his older brother, you know? So I kept it 100 with it, man, you know? But, hey, he could have had 22, but I don't think he, wanted to have that spice of life, man, with him.
Man, look at
him. I'm with 57. He only had two, no more than three, at the most four. Not 22. What'd you say, Kirby? Not 23, huh?
Well, look at here. As long as I only got one.
Because my wife's hero is Lorena Bobbitt, so I only got one.
Yeah. Well,
my wife,
Black Rob is another member of that Bad Boy record label that passed, you know, and
Can I do one more?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Scottie Pippen's son, he passed away. His firstborn passed away. He had chronic asthma. And if it wasn't asthma, he would have been, in the NBA, I guess, or play college or something, but it was just so severe that it hospitalized him at times. So he passed away.
You should not outlive your children. You just should. It's not that.
Yeah. You know, and take it from a man who has buried two of his sons.
Yeah.
You know,
I know.
That is one. I'm telling you. Out of nowhere, sometimes the memory of my boys hit me, man, and it just, prayers out to my man Scotty.
Yeah, absolutely, prayers out to all of them, all our fallen kings.
No doubt.
All right, you guys, we've come again to the end. Thank you so much for getting in and getting down with the blend. Miss T, go ahead, baby. You first.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for calling in and listening. I really appreciate y'all supporting us here at Kill's Corner. Well, like I always say, we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Love, hug, and kiss on whoever, anybody, just somebody in your life, not just anybody, but just somebody in your life. Hug, give them all kind of love. We're always here, but we're here Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 7. 563-999-3782 is our number. Give it to anybody and tell them to call in. We love you guys.
Hey. As Miss Street said just now, we love you guys and we thank you guys. We thank you guys because without you, this show is not possible. you guys don't know the energy and y'all bring a lot to this, man. So we want to say thank you to that jury in Minnesota. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you guys. So we'll see you Thursday, 5 p.m. Y'all come on this corner, man. We're going to have another crazy good time.
Thank you.